You're listening to SBS News.
Kanbui works outdoors and being a hay fever sufferer can be disruptive.
I might need to take time off work. The allergies themselves present probably just, a day-to-day type issue where, you might have an itchy nose or runny nose or itchy eyes. But when it starts triggering asthma as well, it affects sleep.
Professor Menno van Zelm, head of the Allergy and Clinical Immunology Laboratory at Monash University, says they appear to have found a treatment that could eliminate some common hay fever symptoms.
With this pill, the idea is to take it before the pollen season, so you retrain your immune system. So then when you are exposed, you don't have that immune response.
The pill is already available and costs about $100 a month. But what researchers found in their study was that after taking the tablet for 3 years, it appeared to reprogram the immune system to reduce allergic reactions. Of the 27 people in the study, all who are allergic to ryegrass pollen and have seasonal rhinoconjunctivitis. 13 people were given a pill containing micro doses of pollen from 5 grass types 4 months before the pollen season. 14 participants were given standard therapies such as antihistamines or nasal sprays. Professor van Zelm says from the first cohort, all patients reported benefits from the treatment 2 years later compared to the other group.
We identified changes in single cells of the cells in blood of these patients, and we've saw that in all of the patients that were on the treatment.
With 1 in 5 Australians suffering from hay fever, it could provide some long-term relief. It could also help treat the more serious condition of thunderstorm asthma. In Melbourne in 2016, 10 people died because of a thunderstorm asthma event and hospitals were overwhelmed. Professor Menno van Zelm hopes this form of exposure therapy could help prevent or reduce the severity of this condition in the future, but it's not yet clear how long immunity will last for. That's something Professor van Zelm says will need further investigation, and it may not be for everybody.
We don't know what actually changes in the immune system and the mechanism by which it works. And we're slowly starting to uncover it and really with the means to find markers and to make sure that we can optimize treatment because we know what needs to be changed to make it successful.
For allergy sufferers like Kanbui, he's hoping it might just be the relief needed to help him breathe just that little bit easier.
Yeah, just having that kind of like stable, environment where I can walk outdoors especially and know that I'm not going to suffer immediately does make it a lot easier.
Gloria Claish, SBS News.